I sit on a squirrel. Don't waste it on a squirrel. Such a hothead. I guess he could have just gotten out of the way. I love this incorporating an amusement park into our day. That's why we don't need vacations. Boy, quite a bit of pomp under those circumstances. Well, Adam, today we are men. We are B-men. Amen. Hallelujah. Students, faculty, distinguished bees, please welcome Dean Buswell. Oh my god. Welcome, new Hive OED graduating class of 915. That concludes our ceremonies and begins your career at Honex Industries. Will we pick our job today? Or, I'm sorry, will we pick our job today? Our job is one whole word together. This script is horrible. I heard it's just orientation. Heads up, here we go. Keep your hands and antennas inside the tram at all time. Oh, okay, so antennas isn't a word. It's antennae. Just...
Come on, B-movie script people. What's wrong with you? Jerry Wonder Seinfeld, why don't you check your script? Script.
Come on, Wonder Jerry. What it'll be like. A little scary. Welcome to Honex, a division of Honesco. And
wait, Honites?
What?
Honites?
Honex.
Did you read that correctly? Oh, Honex. Okay.
Honex.
I thought you said Honites. I was like, huh. I think you're reading a different script.
Oh, welcome to Honex, a division of...
Did you just get the joke? It took you a little bit. It took you a little bit too long. Half of this is just going to be laughing fits.
And part of the Hexagon group. This is it. Wow. We know that you, as a bee, have worked your whole life to get to the point where you can work for your whole life. Honey begins when our valiant pollen jocks bring the nectar to the hive. Our top secret formula is automatically color corrected, scent adjusted, and
sorry,
and bubble contoured into this.
Important.
I'm sorry.
Important.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, help, wait, I can't, okay. wait,
stop it, just stop.
No, I'm not doing this on purpose. Cool, wait.
What was that?
Nothing. No, wait, what's going on? Wait, no, I don't, wait. I'm trying to figure out the soundboard, wait. Okay, just keep on going.
Just stop with the soundboard.
Just keep on going.
Okay, our top secret formula is automatically color corrected, scent adjusted, and bubble contoured into the soothing sweet syrup with its distinctive golden glows you know as honey. That girl is hot. She's my cousin. She is. Yes, we're all cousins. Right, you're right. At Honex, we can constantly strive to improve every aspect of bee existence. These bees are stress testing a new helmet.
That's pretty good.
I'm done now.
What do you think he makes? Not enough. Here we have our latest advancement, the Krellman. What does that do? Oatches, that little strand of honey that hangs after you pour it. Saves us millions. Oh, and you work on the Krellman? Of course, most bee jobs are small ones. But bees know that every small job, if it's done well, means a lot. But choose carefully because you'll stay in the job you pick for the rest of your life. The same job the rest of your life, I didn't know that. What's the difference? You'll be happy to know that bees, as a species, haven't had a day off in 27 million years. So you'll just work us to death. We'll sure try. Wow, that blew my mind. What's the difference? How can you say that? One job forever? That's an insane choice to have to make. I'm relieved. Now we only have to make one decision in life. But Adam, how could they never have told us that? Why would you question anything? We're bees. We're the most perfectly functioning society on Earth. You ever think maybe things work a little too well here?
Hey, I just want to tell you, you're doing a really great job.
Okay, thank you, Daddy.
Don't call me Daddy. don't do that.
Okay.
Please,
like what?
Just don't call me that.
I got you. Got you, B.
Got it. That's good.
Like what? Give me one example. I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about. Please clear the gate. Royal Nectar Force on approach. Wait a second. Oh, I get out. Hey, those are pollen jocks. Wow, I've never seen them this close. They know what it's like outside the hive. Yeah, but some don't come back. Hey, Jocks. Hi, Jocks. You guys did great. You're monsters. You sky freaks. I love it. I love it. I wonder where they were. I don't know. Their day's not planned. Outside the hive, flying who knows where, doing who knows what. Ooh, spicy. You can't just decide to be a pollen job.
Spicy? Spicy?
No, it doesn't say that in the script. It says doing who knows what, and I was like, ooh, spicy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in the script. I was like, ooh, spicy, and I was like, what?
You can't just decide to be a pollen jock. You have to be bred for that. Right, look, that's more pollen than you and I will see in a lifetime. It's just a status symbol. Bees make too much of it. Perhaps, unless you're wearing it and the ladies see you wearing it. Those ladies, aren't they our cousins too? Distant, distant. Look at these two. A wapple of hive hairies. Let's have fun with them. It must be dangerous being a pollen jock. Yeah, once a bear pinned me against a mushroom. He had a paw in my throat and with the other.
Wait, I'm sorry. That wasn't. I had to do that on purpose. I'm trying to do something that'll make this a lot funnier. Wait, just keep on reading.
He had a paw in my throat and with the other he was slapping me. Oh my, I never thought I'd knock him out. What were you doing during this? Trying to alert the authorities. I can autograph that. A little gusty out there today, wasn't it, comrades? Wasn't it, comrades? Yeah, gusty. We're hitting a sunflower patch 6 miles
gusty? From
here. Yeah, it's talking.
I know what it is. I know. I'm just saying that's a new word for me. That's my word of the day. Gusty.
Gusty? It's
gusty.
Such a sounding word, though.
Gusty?
Yeah, gusty.
I don't. Gusty? Really? Are you sure?
Yeah,
gusty. Gusty? Come on.
Dude, like, hey, how was the wind out there today? A bit gusty.
A bit gusty, no. Eh, mate? Hey, mate, that's a bit goosty, ain't it? Oh.
Okay, that was my annual balloon blow.
Balloon blow?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Cool.
We're hitting a sunflower patch 6 miles from here tomorrow. 6 miles, huh? Barry, a puddle jump for us. But maybe you're not up for it. Maybe I am. You are not. We're going 0900 at J Gate. What do you think? What the fuck is that? Are you being enough? I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means. Hey, Honex, Dad. Optic Bay's
clan sponsored by Doritos Mountain Dew.
That one was just labeled FaZe Clan. I had no idea what it was going to say. Hey, wait. Honex. I just want to see what this one... This one's just labeled Illuminati Confirmed.
Illuminati Confirmed.
Okay, that's a lot less anticlimactic.
Daddy surprised me.
Swag YOLO.
Stop it. Daddy surprised
Shot
me.
Shot fire!
I'm having way too much fun.
You decide what you're interested in. You decide what you're interested in.
Oh my god! Oh! Oh my fucking god!
Stop it with the soundboard, Frankie. Frankie, stop it. Stop it, Frankie. Stop it, Frankie.
I stopped.
You decide what you're interested in? Well, there's a lot of choices, but you only get one. Do you ever get bored doing the same job every day? Son, let me tell you about stirring. You grab that stick and you just move it around and you stir it around. You get yourself into a rhythm. It's a beautiful thing. You know, Dad, the more I think about it, maybe the honey field just isn't right for me. You were thinking of what, making balloon animals? That's a bad job for a guy with a stinger. Janet, your son's not sure he wants to go into honey. Barry, you are so funny sometimes. I'm not trying to be funny. You're not funny. You're going into honey. Our sister, or no, not our sister.
You just got roasted.
Our son, the stir. You're gonna be a stir. No one's listening to me. Wait till you see the stakes I have.
What's so funny?
Wait till you see the sticks I have.
Oh, wow.
I could say anything right now. I'm gonna get an ant tattoo. What? Let's open some honey and celebrate. Maybe I'll pierce my thorax, shave my antenna. Or antennae. I don't know how to pronounce that word. Shack up with a grasshopper. Get a gold tooth and call everybody dog. I'm so proud. We're starting work today. Today's the best. Oomon. All the jobs will be gone. Yeah, right, pollen counting, stunt bee, pouring, stir, front desk, hair removal.
Is it still available? Hang on, two left. One of them's yours. Congratulations. Step to the side. What'd you get? Picking crud out. Stellar. Wow. Oople of newbies? Yes, sir. Our first day. We are ready. Make your choice. You want to go first? No, you go. Oh my, what's available? Restroom attendance open. Not for the reason you'd think. Any chance of getting the Crawlman? Sure, you're on. I'm sorry, the Crawlman just closed out. Wax Monkey's always open. The Crawlman opened.
Wait,
up
Wax Monkey?
Yeah.
Wax Monkey's always open?
Yeah,
Wax. What's the Wax Monkey?
I have no idea.
Awesome.
The Crawlman opened great. Up again. What happened? A bee died. Makes an opening. See? He's dead. Another dead one. Deady deadified. Two more dead. Dead from the neck up. Dead from the neck down. That's life. Oh, this is so hard. Heating, cooling, Stumpy, Forester, Humming, Inspector, Number 7, Link Coordinator, Strike Supervisor, Might Wrangler, Barry. Perfectly timed.
Wait, it's the full one. I don't want all of it. No, stop playing. Okay, wait. I just want that part.
Barry, what do you think I should? Barry, all right, we've got the sunflower patch in quadrant 9. What happened to you? Where are you? I'm going out. Out where? Out there. Oh no, I have to, before I go to work for the rest of my life. You're gonna die. You're crazy. Hello? Another call coming in. If anyone's feeling brave, there's a Korean deli on 83rd that gets their roses today. Hey guys, look at that. Isn't that the kid we saw yesterday? Hold it, son. Flight deck's restricted. It's okay, Lou. We're gonna take him up. Really? Feeling lucky, are you? Sign here.
This is my song. Here.
Just initial. Ricky, what was that?
This is my swamp. It's all ogre now. Ravioli. Ravioli. What's in the pocket only?
Ravioli.
Feeling lucky, are you? Sign here, just in this
one. Randy Orton slither. Watch out.
Thank you. Okay, you got a rain advisory today. And as you all know, you cannot fly in rain, so be careful. Hockey sticks, dogs, birds, bears, and bats. Also, I got a couple of reports of root beer.
Oh, my leg just cramped. Ow. Oh my leg.
What the hell are you doing?
Fatality.
Stop it. Also, I got a couple of reports being poured on us. Murphy's in a home because of it babbling like a cicada. That's awful. And a reminder for you rookies. Be law number 1. Absolutely no talking to humans. Great job, Barry.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
All right, launch positions.
Wait, no, stop, wait. Wait. No, wait. No.
Wait, Frankie, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, launch positions. Buzz, 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 buzz. Black and yellow. Hello, you ready for this? Hot shot. Yeah, bring it on. One check, antennae check, nectar pack check, wings check, stinger check, scared out of my shorts check. Wait, but bees don't have shorts.
Wait.
Illuminati confirmed.
Okay, ladies, let's move it out. Pound those petunias, you striped stem suckers.
Whoa.
Wait, where was I? Frank, you to stop. All okay. Of you, drain those flowers. Wow, I'm out. I can't believe I'm out. So blue. I feel so fast and free.
box kite. Wow, flowers. This is blue leader. We have Rose's visual. Bring it around.
This is poetic.
Rose's 30 degrees. Roger. Bring it around. Stand to the side, kid. It's got a bit of a kick. This is one nectar collector. Okay, so this is going to go on for a long time. So we're going to stop at like halfway and just like make this into a 2-part thing.
We are?
Yeah, because this is gonna take like forever, man.
Okay. What? Come on, man. We can do this. It's only 9:30.
Oh, fine. All right.
Man, I got a whole pack of Starburst. What are you talking about?
But I don't have any candy.
Excuse me.
All right. This is Blue Leader. We have Rose's visual. Bring it around 30 degrees and hold. Rose's 30 degrees. Roger, bring it around. Stand to the side, kid. It's got a bit of a kick. This is one nectar collector. Ever since
this is one nectar collector. I want that as a soundbite. Like what movie version? No, not the movie version. I just want you going, that's one nectar collector.
Hang on. Okay, I'm going to have a long pause and then I'll say it, and then another long pause. Yeah, are you ready?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were reading the script.
No. Okay. All right. And pause.
That pause. There's no pause button.
No, Frankie, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about. I'm going to have a long pause, and then I'm going to say it so that you can make a soundbite out of it.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, too bad. I'm going to say it. All right, I'm going to go
do
quiet
it.
Now. That is one nectar collector.
That was beautiful.
Okay. Ever seen pollen up close? No, sir. I pick up some pollen here, sprinkle it over here, maybe a dash over there, a pinch on that one. See it that it's a little bit of pain. That's amazing. Why do we
hey,
do that?
Hey, man, right now I am on r/bmoviememes. So... Whenever you want to take a break, I can read some of these.
All right. More pollen, more flowers, more nectar, more honey for us. Ool. No, I'm sorry. That's ool. It's cool, but with 3 O's and no C. I'm picking up a lot of bright yellow.
Okay, these are some weak memes. Never mind.
Ooh, be daisies. Don't we need those? Ooh, be that visual. Wait, one of those flowers seems to be on the move. Say again, you're reporting a moving flower. Affirmative. That was on the line. This is the coolest. What is it? I don't know, but I'm loving this color. It smells good. I like the flower, but I like it. Yeah, fuzzy. Oh, chemically. Oh, airful, guys. It's a little grabby. My sweet lord of bees.
Wait, it's a little grabby? Wait, what's a little grabby? Is it the gusty wind?
No, I think it's talking about... This is like the tennis ball part.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
my sweet lord of bees, oh, Andy Brain, get off there. Problem, guys, this could be bad. Affirmative, very close.
man, wait. Special announcement. Okay, guess what? It is
what?
The 10th anniversary of the Bee Movie.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
This is amazing. I was just on r/Bee Movie, and, and the top one is, it's the 10th anniversary. Let me read you this, this Reddit post, okay?
All right.
It's the 10th anniversary, B emoji. The day has come, my fellow bee friends. The best movie ever came out today, the 28th of October, 10 years ago. We shall celebrate watching its fantastic movie, wearing its merchandise, and most importantly, thinking bee. Happy Bee Day and have a beautiful day. B emoji. B emoji, in all caps, the entire B-movie script, http://www.script-o-rama.com/movie_script/a1/b-movie-script-transcript-seinfeld.html. And that's it. Oh, wait, no, the comments on it are... I don't believe it. Then the next one is, you beat her. And then the third one is, cool, I came to the sub after seeing it was... Congrats.
Hey guys, welcome to BASMR. First, we're going to start out with some sounds of bees. Of bees.
I was trying to burp, but it didn't work.
Of bees hitting a windshield.
Wait, guys. Wait. Make sure to, guys. Shh, stop. Make sure to turn up your audio, okay? No, wait, stop it.
What?
Wait. Crap, there's an ad. Wait, one second. Wait, no, thanks.
This okay, is the wait. Sound?
Wait, no, wait.
This is the sound of bees hitting a windshield.
Wait, stop.
Shrek.
Okay, guys.
Shrek. Mama's little boy. You are way out of position, rookie.
Ravioli. What's in the pocket?
This is my swamp. It's all ogre now. The pizza is aggressive. He whispers in my ear. This is my swamp.
Booming in at you like a missile. Help me, I don't think you like flowers. Should we tell him? I think he knows. What is this? Match point. I can start packing it because you're about to eat it. Yowzer, gross. There's a bee in the car.
Breakfast!
Do something. I'm driving.
That's pretty neat.
Hi, B. He's back here.
Get him some milk. Oh, he needs some milk.
He's going to sting me.
Watch your profanity.
Hello, cheesecake.
Nobody move. If you don't move, he won't sting you. Freeze. He blinked. Spray him. Granny, what are you doing? Wow. Wow, the tension level out here is unbelievable. I gotta get home.
Oh, that wait, was a dunk. Mayday, that was a good donkey soundbite.
Mayday. B going down. Ken, could you close the window, please? Oh, heck out my new resume. I made
wait,
it.
Wait, oh, wait, wait. What'd you say? Oh, heck out my resume.
Yeah, oh, heck out my resume.
What?
You know how the capital C's are.
Oh, okay. I was really confused.
Oh, heck out my resume, dude. I made it into a fold-out brochure. You see, folds out. Oh no, more humans. I don't need this. What was that? Maybe this time. This. Drapes. This is diabolical. It's fantastic. It's got all my special skills, even my top 10 favorite movies. What's number one? Star Wars. Nah, I gotta go for that kind of stuff. No wonder we shouldn't talk to them. They're out of their minds. When I leave a job interview, they're flabbergasted. Can't believe what I say. There's the sun. Maybe that's a way out. I don't remember the sun having a big 75 on it. I predicted global warming. I could feel it getting hotter. At first, I thought it was just me. Wait, stop, B, stand back. These are winter boots.
That was amazing.
Winter.
Gunshots make me want to harvest organs from the youth of South Dakota.
What was that?
Running is a great way to clear up last night's bad choices.
You're not getting pregnant on my jungle, Jim.
Wait, wow, let's kill him. You know I'm allergic to them.
Whoa, this thing could kill me.
Why does his life have less value than yours? Why does his life have any less value than mine? Is that your statement? I'm just saying all life has value. You don't know what he's capable of feeling. My brochure, there you go, little guy. I'm not scared of him. It's an allergic thing. Put that on your resume brochure. My whole face could puff up. Make it one of your special skills. Knocking someone
that
out.
Out
is also a special skill. Right, bye, Vanessa. Thanks, Vanessa. Next week, yogurt. Yogurt night!
Yogurt.
Whatever. You could pick.
You were way too excited about that. Yogurt night!
You could
no
put
way.
Chips on there. Bye.
Wait, carrot what?
Carob chips.
Oh, I thought you said carrot tips. I'm like, okay.
Well, I suppose to be less calories.
Whatever you want to do on yogurt night. Oh, okay. I don't know what Acornite means. But if it has something to do with carrot tips, I don't know if I want to.
But I gotta say something.
She improv. Saved
I gotta say something. All right, here it goes.
What?
What I say? I think it's a better double. It's a bee lock. You're not supposed to talk to a human. I can't believe I'm doing this. I've got to. Oh, I can't do it. Umami.
Wait.
I can't. How should I start it? You like jazz? You like jazz, Frankie?
What?
I really hope that this soundboard is getting through to the recording.
Okay, I'm done now.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I've got to. Oh, I can't do it. Umon, no, yes, no, do it. I can't. How should I start it? You like jazz?
Jazz?
No, that's no good. Here she comes. Speak, you fool. Hi, I'm sorry, you're talking.
Wait. Speak, you fool?
You're talking. I'm so sorry.
You're reading everything so absent-mindedly. You're not paying attention to what you're actually reading.
I know I'm dreaming,
can you read the rest of this in a Jerry Seinfeld impersonation?
No.
No? Come on. No, I'm not gonna do that.
I don't know how Jerry Seinfeld talks.
It's like this. George! What are you doing?
That sounds like George, a 13-year-old boy.
What are you doing? Wait.
Hi, everybody. It's Jerry Seinfeld. Welcome to Saturday Night Live.
What? Hey, guys. No, it'd be like one of this, like, John. Wait, no, wait. George, stop. What are you doing?
It's like, just like for the rest of the thing. For every
by the way, you can't see this because you can't see me. But I'm like raising my hands up, like I'm like actually there. I'm like, George, what are you doing? Be like, Elaine, puffy shirt. It's like that. You like jazz?
You like jazz?
That's dead on. Wait, was that just Jerry Seinfeld?
No, I was just cracking my voice a lot.
Well, he's a Jewish New Yorker. You're not too far off.
What?
Was that racist?
He's a
freaking Jew.
He just insulted a lot of people. Okay, I'm going to get
that. Did I know?
Yeah. You're talking. Yes, I know you're talking. I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. It's fine. I know I'm dreaming, but I don't recall going to bed.
Wait, what?
She just said, I know I'm dreaming, but I don't recall going
okay,
to bed.
Yeah.
Like, are you an idiot? I'm sure this is very disconcerting. This is a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, you're a bee. I am, and I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to be doing this. They were all trying to kill me, and if it wasn't for you, I had to thank you. It's just how I was raised. That was a little weird. Talking with a bee. Yeah, I'm talking to a bee, and the bee is talking to me. I just want to say I'm grateful. I'll leave now. Wait, how did you learn to do that? What, the talking thing? Same way you did, I guess.
Mama, dada, honey.
You pick it up. That's very funny. Yeah, bees are funny. If we didn't laugh, we'd cry with what we have to deal with. Oh my god.
What?
Dude, Jerry Seinfeld is dark AF.
Wait, I'm finding a clip of Jerry Seinfeld.
It's just how I was raised. That was a little... Wait, no, that's... Oh, I already read all that. Anyway, Owen, I get you something? Like what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Oofy? I don't want to put you out. It's no trouble. It takes 2 minutes. It's just coffee. I hate to impose. Don't be ridiculous. Actually, I would love a cup.
Well, okay, here's Seinfeld. Okay. Here you go. Wait, okay. Get in the, okay, wait.
Hey, you want rum cake? I shouldn't have some.
No. Oh, this is the part where he's on the... No, wait, not yet. Never mind. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Wait, the clip's about
to play. Oh, wait. Wait, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Seinfeld, you made a reservation for a midsize.
There you go.
And she's a small.
Oh. See, I'm really close, aren't I? I was like really... Oh,
Seinfeld,
I was...
made a reservation for the... Okay.
There you go. Wait, how about this?
Okay, ready and go. Get in.
Yeah, I was
none of the people are Seinfeld, wait.
Not Jerry Seinfeld. I was thinking of...
Here you go.
Somewhere, there were two women living together. The point is, I intend to undertake this.
All right, sure. I'll read it in Jerry Seinfeld impression until I get bored of doing it.
Oh, that was totally a joke. I was just pushing for that.
I'm gonna do it now, though.
Let's go.
Nice job, Frankie. Look at what you've done.
Okay, let's do it.
You've brought upon the world. Thanks for existing, you piece of crap.
What have I done?
I'm joking. I love you. No homo.
Racist words in Japanese. I'm just reading my subscription, my homepage.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going.
Ten Sonic fan theories that change everything.
I hate to impose, don't be ridiculous. Anyway, I would love a cup. Hey, you want rum cake? I should have some. No, I can't keep on. I'm trying to lose a couple micrograms. Where? These stripes don't help. You look great. I don't know if you know anything about fashion. Are you all right? No, he's making the tie in the gap. Flying up Madison. He finally gets there. He runs up the steps into the church. The wedding is on, and he says, "Watermelon? I thought you said Guatemalan. Why would I marry a watermelon? Is that a bee joke? That's the kind of stuff we do. Yeah, different. So, what are you gonna do, Barry? About what? I don't know. I want to do my part for the house, but I can't do it the way they want. I know how you feel. You do? Sure, my parents wanted me to go to be a lawyer or a doctor, but I wanted to be a florist. Really? My only interest is flowers. Our new queen was just elected with that same campaign slogan.
It's anyway, beautiful.
There's my hive right there. See it? You're in Sheep Meadow. It's slowly evolving into like...
And becoming a redneck. Hey, well, let's just say...
There's the high right there.
Wait, your voice with your current Jerry Seinfeld accent. Let's just hope that nobody listening is German. That's all I'm gonna say.
Why?
Oh, okay. Are you making a joke? Is that a bit, or do you actually not know why?
I don't know why, Frankie. Why?
You're doing the impression of a Jewish person. Now, let's say that accent's very convincing. Now, why would you think that we wouldn't want to have any German viewers?
I don't know.
Wait.
They would be angry because they'd think that I'm a white supremacist, but I'm not.
No. So you're making the voice of a Jewish person.
Okay. And?
Now, what if they were German?
Okay, and?
What history do people that are Jewish have with
Hitler?
People that are German?
Hitler and Nazi regime?
That there you go.
And what's your point?
Because you're doing is so good that you could convince a Nazi that you were Jewish.
I'm not... Okay, Frankie, first off, I'm not doing a Jewish accent. I'm doing a New York comedian accent.
So, yes, a Jewish accent. But no.
Congratulations, you won.
Let's go. Okay, I'm done now.
All right, that was my second Daniel balloon blow. Anyway.
What's a balloon blow?
Like that. See it? You're in Sheep Meadow. Yes, I'm right off the turtle pond. No way. I know that area. I lost a toe in there.
you sound like what's his name? Like the guy, like the old detective guy in the comics with the watch that he can talk into.
What? Dick, that guy?
Yeah, Dick.
Just Dick.
Wait, one second. Get Dick, wait. What?
Dick something.
Wait. What? So, Dick?
Mm-hmm.
Dick, wait. Dick?
Give me the suck. Give me the suck. The suck. Oh, oh.
Okay, I'm done now. Go. Continue.
For a second, I gotta go to the bathroom, so I'm a beep.
Got it.
Entertain okay, to the people with me.
I will. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna be reading you guys some spicy B movie memes. And just search up on the old iPhone. Word for word, spicy. B-movie memes, B-movie memes, go. Some spicy B-movie memes. Okay, let's go. Images. So now we have a picture of Barry's friend in the hospital bed. No spoilers. And it is, they put a bee in a human hospital bed. Quote, unquote, sorry, we have no more beds left. Patient, what about that one? Oh, that's a bee's. And then this one's a picture of him, of Barry with his face copied in a big old line that says, I will bury you alive. That's pretty spicy. And then this one's a picture of Barry in front of a shelf of honey. And it says, if you could watch a YouTube video before you die, what would you watch? And then under it says, the B-movie trailer, but the B's are thick with two C's. The next meme is, roses are red, circles are round. B-movie, but the screen is always yellow and there is no sound.
If you could double floor and back.
All right, Barry, I'm leaving the house to run some errands. See you in a bit. Okay, bye, Vanessa. And now it shows Barry in front of a computer that says, how to make my stinger fucking huge. This next one is a picture of Barry with his mouth open and his head facing towards the ceiling. And it says, when she continuously fillets your phallic member after clear disposal of seminal fluid.
Oh, dude. Dude, wait, no.
I'm saving some. Wait, I'm saving some of these right now.
So you know how that just.
Oh, are you back?
Yeah.
Wait, are you back?
Yes, I've been back. I just said, hey, you couldn't tell before I'm back. But, so you know that joke that you just said? Only Rick and Morty viewers will be able to understand that joke.
What joke?
The joke you said, like, about his head looking at the ceiling.
Did I make an accidental Rick and Morty reference?
No, but, like, read it again.
When she continuously fillets your phallic member after clear disposal of seminal fluid.
Yeah, so you know how there's the meme where, like, Rick and Morty viewers are basically Albert Einstein?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was good. No, man, I have a great meme where it's a picture of a bunch of, it's like an equality, like a PSA thing. And it shows a bunch of people's skeletons, that, and they're all the same, like their skulls. And it's like black, white, Asian, gay, straight. And then it shows one in the skulls, like all broken down and messed up. And it says, people who shout, Pickle Rick in public. By the way, if you wanna see that spicy meme, go follow me on Instagram.
No.
At dweeb_shit. you'll find some very spicy memes. Okay,
so I love how you're just like describing to the audience pictures of memes.
I just realized that I was doing that because it's audio. There's no pictures.
Okay, no.
My latest meme. It's a picture of SpongeBob putting up pictures of Gary. And it says, Gary come home full song. And it has a picture of a a 13-year-old African-American male with headphones on that is crying with his eyes closed and his mouth puckered.
Thank you, what the crap did you just say?
And then here's another picture. It's a picture of Jonathan from Stranger Things next to a picture of a dog with a wig on that looks that makes him look like him. And it says, why does this dog like he look like he about to take naked photos of your girl and set fire to a Demogorgon, though? And that is 19 likes, which is sad because I have 20 followers. So, and then I have another picture of it's a picture of Drowsy, the Pokemon, with the head of Bill Cosby photoshopped on it, and it says Drowsby. Get it? Because
Okay.
That's edgy. That's an edgy
meme.
So
when I came back, all I heard was, okay, so this next one, it's a picture of a human hospital bed.
Wait, that was the first one. Dude, that was the first one said.
Okay.
Wait, were you just quiet for those? Okay, you just not talking?
So then, no, you and then you're like, okay, so this next one is a picture where Barry B. Benson's face is photoshopped onto something.
That was never what I said.
Barry, you.
Oh, yeah. I said it's copied over and over again in a big line. Oh, dude, Lil Pump's on tour. Wait, excuse me, Lil Pump. I follow him on Instagram.
Okay, I'm going to continue with the script.
I'm seeing if he's coming to where we're close to us. Orlando, Tampa, Atlanta, Charlotte. That's
Atlanta.
Silver Springs, Philadelphia, Providence, Worcestershire, Reading, Wallingford, New York, Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit. No.
Dang. Yeah.
What if he was coming like to our city?
He's coming to Atlanta. I don't know who that is though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get back to the script now. Why girls put rings on their toes? Why not? It's like putting a hat on your knee. Maybe I'll try that. You all right, ma'am? Oh, yeah, fine. Just having 2 cups of coffee. Anyway, this has been great. Thanks for the coffee. Yeah, it's no trouble. Sorry, couldn't finish it. If I did, I'd be up the rest of my life. Are you... Oh, and I can't take a piece of this with me? Sure, here, have a crumb. Thanks. Yeah, all right. Well, then, I guess I'll see you around. Or not. Okay, Barry. Thank you so much again for before. Oh, that was nothing. Well, not nothing, but anyway, this can't possibly
happen. Okay, wait, let me just tell you what I just watched. This is posted by Filthy Frank's Instagram page. And it's basically what it is, it's Gary Come Home, the video, but in the top left corner, it's a face cam of Markiplier crying. Dude, Filthy Frank stole my meme. I posted that today. The Gary Come Home one. That's not a coincidence.
Dude, what if Filthy Frank follows you?
Wait, let me check the people that liked that photo. I would actually flip out if it was. What? That'd be so funny if one of the let me look at the likes. So Stoner Yoss, Ickle Dickiekins, Comedia, Bikini Bottom Feeders, Alfie Pug Lover, Best of Funniest Stuff, and then McNeil. Okay, no. Let me look at my followers. So by the way, a lot of these are actually spam accounts. So we have Ghosty Man 69.
No, I don't need to hear
GF. Wait, I'm just gonna play the funny ones. This one's called BAM_lit_fanpage. And then this one's called getpokecoins.123. And then this one's called getpokecoins123. And then this one's called IG free followers. And then one of my favorite one is called it's suck my Terry folds.
Alright, I'm gonna get back.
Only Rick and Morty fans will get that.
I'm gonna get back to
his username. His profile picture, by the way, is Pickle Rick.
I'm gonna get back the script. We may as well try it. Okay, Dave, pull the shoe.
Wait, let me read my bio really quick. So my bio for my meme page, which by the way is dweeb_shit. Is please share with your friends, family, children, and sexual partners. And if any of those overlap, I won't judge. Okay, continue. Oh, wait, I should say one more. So this is the caption for this one. This is on my account. It's Eminem has never won a game of rock, paper, scissors. Always a draw. And this is a picture of Eminem giving somebody they're doing a high five kind of, but it's a little bit more hard. And their hands are like flat out like it's paper. And then this next one, it's Eminem next to another guy. And they both have their hands and fists next to each other. Get it? Because it's like rock. And then this next one is Eminem on a couch next to another guy. This guy instead has a bucket hat, and they're both doing the peace sign like it's scissors. Okay, that's it. One more. This one, it's a picture of a TV that says lawyer's pants burst into flames, and the caption is "It finally happened." Okay, I'm done. One more. This one is a picture of Jimmy Neutron facing the ceiling, and the caption is, "When she moans, don't stop, but you got a blast." Get it? Because it's Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done now.
You done?
I'm actually done now. That was a pretty good bit, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Dave, pull the shoot. Welcome. Sounds amazing. It was amazing. It was the scariest moment of my life. I can't believe you.
Wait, are you sure you're reading the same script?
What?
Are you sure you're reading the same script?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
No.
Read the last couple of lines that I just read over.
What?
Think about what I just said, okay?
What did you just say?
I said, are you sure you're reading the same script? And then go read those couple of lines.
Sounds amazing. It was amazing. It was the scariest, happiest moment of my life.
There you go. I'm sorry you can't get this. Some very mature humor.
Oh, man. Oh, no. If Annabelle listens to this, I'm not sure she'll get much of this.
Don't you hate those people that say mature?
That say what now?
Mature.
Oh, yeah, I do hate those people.
All those people should be brought into camps and...
No.
Then released because they're human beings, too. And every human life has value.
Good, Frankie. Giant scary humans. What were they like? Huge and crazy. They talk crazy. They eat crazy giant things. They drive crazy. Okay, so, Frankie, you've kind of stretched this out a bit farther than we were.
What was he? In Chinatown?
So.
Get it? Wait, do you get it though? Do you get it though? Because they drive crazy.
Frankie, stop it.
Do you get it? Wait, do you get it though?
Yes, I get it. Okay, so since Frankie's kind of elongated this episode
recording. We've been recording for 53 minutes. And how much have you read? We've gotten to the first, like, 20 minutes.
I've read, like, a third of it. We're going to go to half, by the way. So, like, this is going to have to be half.
Got it.
Like, otherwise, this is going to be too long, okay?
You just want to record to an hour and then we'll stop?
Sure.
Okay, we got 7 minutes left.
All right. Do they try and kill you, like, on TV? Some of them. Actually, let's go to 105.
Okay, sure. That's a very specific time, but whatever.
Some of them, but some of them don't.
We'll probably edit out the beginning anyway, so.
No, we're keeping the beginning in.
No, the beginning is just like saying, hey, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me? I'm like, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Exactly.
And that's for like 3 minutes. Okay.
Who cares?
Cool. Got it. Awesome.
How'd you get back?
And professional like that. I'm fine.
Poodle, you did it and I'm glad. You saw whatever you wanted to see. You know what? Fine. Edit it out if you want. You did it, and I'm
so
glad.
So angry. You're so genuinely mad.
You saw whatever you wanted. You saw whatever you wanted to see. You had your experience.
Hello?
Hello? No, you...
Can you hear me chewing, by the way? Because I'm eating a bunch of Starburst.
Yeah. No, okay. Let me say these two lines. You saw whatever you wanted to see. You had your experience. Those are some very nice chewing sounds. Now you can pick out your... Now you can pick out your job and be normal. Well,
A, B, normal?
A, B, normal. Well, I met someone. You did? Was she B-ish?
Wait, you know what I need to do? I need to hook up my drum kit and put it on, like, a speaker or something and set it right next to my micro and set it right next to my mic. So when I can do that, I can just play the hi-hat. Wait, okay. Yeah, you just keep on going.
Okay, I know it's... Wait, no, not a wasp. Spider, I'm not attracted to spiders. I know it's the hottest thing with the eight legs. I can't get by that face. Who is she? She's human. No, that's a bee law. You wouldn't break a bee law. Her name's Vanessa. Wait, where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, she's so nice. And she's a florist. Oh, no, you're dating a human florist. We're not dating. We're flying outside the hive talking to humans that attack our homes with power washers and M80s. What human attacks a freaking hive with an M80? I don't know what an M80 is, but I think that's a gun.
It might be a play on words. Maybe it's like a bug spray or something.
A mateys.
Wait, what?
Mateys. Get it? Get it? M80s? Mateys?
Babe.
Matey?
What? Did you get that?
Yes. One ate the stick of dynamite. She saved my life, and she understands me. This is over. Eat this. This is not over. What was that? They call it a crumb. It was so sting and stripey. And that's not what they eat. That's what falls off what they eat. You know what a Uinabon is? Oh, by the way, that's supposed to say Cinnabon.
Wait, sorry. Wait, my earbud fell out. Wait.
That was supposed to say Cinnabon, but it says Uinabon. No, it's bread and cinnamon and frosting. They heat it up, sit down, really hot. Listen to me, we are not them, we're us. There's us and there's them. Yes, but who can deny the heart that is yearning? There's no yearning, stop yearning, listen to me. You have to start thinking B, my friend. Thinking B, thinking B, thinking B, thinking B, thinking B, thinking B. Thinking B. There he is. He's in the pool. No. You know what your problem is, Barry? I gotta start thinking B. How much longer will this go on? It's been 3 days. Why aren't you working? I've got a lot of big...
Oh, crap.
Wait. Frankie.
I'm back.
They just said it's been 3 days, but it took him 3 days to get through high school. So...
Okay, you know what? I think you should stop challenging the logic of the B movie by Jerry Seinfeld, a Fox Productions.
Why aren't you working? I've got
licensed
a
licensed in the year 2007.
I've got a big lot of big life decisions to
conducted
think about.
Production by Michael Bay.
You have no life. You have no job. You're barely a bee. Would it kill you to make a little honey? Barry, come out. Your father's talking.
Hey!
Martin, would you talk to him? Barry, I'm talking to you. You coming? Got everything all set. Go ahead. I'll catch up. Don't be too long. Watch this. Vanessa, we're still here. I told you not to yell at him. He doesn't respond to yelling. Hey, Frankie, what time are we at?
We are at... 59 minutes and 16 seconds.
All right, sweet. So about, like, 6 minutes. Would you talk to him, Barry? I'm talking to you. You coming? Wait, no, I already got through that. Watch this, Vanessa. We're still here. I told you not to yell at him. He doesn't respond to yelling. Then why yell at me? Because you don't listen. I'm not listening to this. Sorry. I've got to go. Where are you going? I'm meeting a friend. A girl? Is this why you can't decide? Bye. I just realized. They have a huge program of flowers every year in Pasadena. To be in the Tournament of Roses, that's every florist's dream. Up on a float, surrounded by flowers, crowds cheering. A tournament? Do the roses compete in athletic events? No, all right, I've got one. How come you don't fly everywhere? It's exhausting. Why don't you run everywhere? It's faster. Yeah, okay, I see. All right, your turn, TiVo. Wait, what? That just says TiVo.
I have no idea.
Your turn. TiVo. You can't just freeze like TV. That's insane. You don't... Hang on. I'm just gonna send a picture of this to you.
Wait, no. I think it's a play on words.
No, I'm still going to send a picture.
Okay.
Because it's just like, what?
Wait, I'm trying to find the emoji script for next, for the in two episodes. Keep on talking.
Okay, I just sent it to you. Like, what is that? What does that mean? Oh, no. No, I think I just lost my place.
Are you serious?
Oh, no.
TiVo. Huh. Maybe it's, like, TV or something?
Oh, hey, I found it again. I just, like, scrolled right to it. You can't just freeze live TV. That's insane. We don't have that. We have HiVo, but that's... HiVo?
But that's it. HiVo. That's supposed to say HiVo. There you go.
No, but, like, it says TiVo, but then there's another thing over at the other place that says HiVo.
It's a typo, then.
It's a TiVo. It's a horrible...
It's a typo of TiVo and HiVo.
No, I think you're wrong. It's a horrible, horrible disease. Oh, my dumb bees. You must want to sting all those jerks. We try not to sting. It's usually fatal for us. So you have to watch your temper. Very carefully, you kick a wall, take a walk, write an angry letter, throw it, work through it like any emotion. Anger, jealousy, lust. Oh my goodness. Are you okay? Yeah, what is wrong with you? It's a bug. He's not bothering anybody. Get out of here, you creep. What was that? A pick and a circular? Yeah, it was. How did you know? It felt like about 10 pages. 75 is pretty much our way. You really got that down to a science. I lost a cousin to Italian Vogue. I'll bet. What in the name of mighty Hercules is this? How did this get here? Out B, Golden Blossom, Ray Leo, the private select. Is he that actor? I never heard. Frankie, why? I sent you that. I sent that into a meme and I sent you that. Okay, for those of you out there who don't know, this is a picture of a cat in a jazz club holding a saxophone with a caption at the top that says, "You like jazz."
Hello? Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Wait, okay. The world we live in, it's so... I was trying to find the emoji movie script. And I think this is it. Yeah, this is it. So you sent me the emoji movie script, and then you also sent me the Shrek movie. Shrek. So. Cool.
Wait, okay, where was I?
This script is long. The emoji movie? I mean, it's not that long. Actually, no, it's pretty... never mind.
Yeah, it's super short.
Well, it's... yeah.
I never heard of him. Why is this here? For people, we eat it. You don't have enough food of your own? Well, yes. How do you get it? Bees make...
Hey, wait. Just as a little teaser, I'm going to read one line from it, okay?
Alright, fine.
I'm going to randomly get a line.
Oh, wait. No. Do that at the end. Do that.
Okay, got it. I'll do it.
You need a whole crumb. Wait, what are we at?
We are at...
Okay, so we've got like one more minute.
Yeah, we're at 63.
Alright.
We're at 64 now, so...
Yeah, that's why I said one more minute.
Cool.
Where was I?
I feel like this is going to be the majority of this is just you going, okay.
Bees make it. I know who makes it, and it's hard to make. There's heating cleaning stirring. I'm gonna get you. You need a whole chromatin. It's organic. It's our organic. It's just honeyberry. Just what? Bees don't know about this. This is stealing. A lot of stealing. He's taking our homes. Schools, hospitals. This is all we have. and it's on sale. I'm getting to the bottom of this. I'm getting to the bottom of all this. Hey, Hector, you almost done? Almost. He is here. I sense it. Well, I guess I'll go home now and just leave this nice honey out with no one around. You're busted.
Okay, that's our outro. Okay, so I'm gonna read the line.
Okay,
yeah. We're at 65. That's gonna be our new outro song. That's gonna be our intro song too. It's called Darude Dankstorm, by the way, for if you wanna look that up. So let me just click a line. Okay. Oh, this is a great one. So I'm gonna read three lines. Meh. You're so handsome when you make that face. I think he's ready. Mel? Meh? Come on, Dad. Let me prove it to you. If you really think you're ready. Yes, yes, I am. I promise. I won't let you down. Wow, congratulations, everyone. What an exciting day for all of you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. I have to read one more line. First day on the job. Hi. Don't be nervous. I won't bite. Hi, I'm Smiler. Ho, ho, ho. Don't touch me. Hi, I mean, hey, as you know, I'm Smiler. I'm the system supervisor here. Okay. I just saw touch me in all caps, and I had to read it. Okay, I'm done now. Like, do you want to end this?
Yeah. Go. Get
okay,
it?
Guys.
Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening and putting up with our crap. I had fun.
Yeah, I have one more thing to say, guys. Goodbye.